Chapter 31, in which the Emperor arrives at the Death Star. While Luke struggles to find direction, Emperor Palpatine moves with full confidence. He arrives by shuttle at his new Death Star to find hundreds of stormtroopers lined up to honor him. Think of the resources, the food, the equipment, the money that it takes to keep so many soldiers on board a space station. And their only job, their only purpose today, is to honor this Dark Lord of the Sith. And the Dark Lord of the Sith ignores them. They are his tools. He will use them when he needs them, but for now he need not trouble himself about them. The mastermind behind this epic construction project, Moff Gergerod, is there also, bowing before the Emperor. Palpatine ignores him too. For weeks, Gergerod has exhausted himself and his army of construction workers, driven by the fear of this moment. And now his reward is to be ignored. And Gergerod is thankful, very thankful, for this reward. He has not displeased the Emperor, and that is enough. Darth Vader bows too, and the Emperor does not ignore this. This is the one honor that pleases him. It pleases him to see such a powerful being bow before him. And, just as Jabba might have tossed a scrap of food to Salacious Crumb, the Emperor treats his apprentice to a tiny morsel of false flattery.
"Rise, my friend."
Vader obeys and follows the Emperor toward the elevators that will carry them to the just-finished throne room. See? The elevators are indeed a crucial part of the Imperial War Machine, especially since the Emperor's throne room is located at the top of a tower at the top of the Death Star. Gergerod and his workers have had to think of all this.
"The Death Star will be completed on schedule," Vader reports.
"You have done well, Lord Vader," replies the Emperor, his voice croaking out from deep within the black hood that hides his hideous face,
a face warped by a lifetime of cunning and hatred.
"And now I sense you wish to continue your search for young Skywalker."
"Yes, my master,"
replies Vader, eager for his master's permission.
"Patience, my friend. In time, he will seek you out. And when he does, you must bring him before me. He has grown strong. Only together can we turn him to the dark side of the Force."
This was not the answer Vader had longed for. Patience. For a second, a memory sprang up of his days in the Jedi Temple, hearing Yoda preach the same thing. Vader has no more patience, but he does have obedience.
"As you wish,"
he says with a slight bow.
"Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen."
And here, the Emperor laughs. Jabba's chuckle was hideous, but the Emperor's laugh is far worse. The things that please the Emperor's mind are too terrible to contemplate. Vader does not laugh with him. Vader never laughs. Has never laughed. Not since he was Anakin. And that is a time he dares not remember.